This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Thursday, December the 4th. Europe's central bank has downgraded its forecast for growth in the Eurozone. Despite this, the bank will wait until early next year to decide if it should take more action to revive the Eurozone economy. And that wasn't really what Wall Street traders wanted to hear, according to Carrie Leahy at Decision Economics in New York.
Investors took their lead from Europe, and European stock prices were down because they got less than expected in terms of assurances by the European Central Bank that they were going to provide the liquidity necessary to help turn around their economies.
Yes, liquidity changes means more financial stimulus, this thing called quantitative easing.
Yes, you know, if you're Draghi and you've taken rates down as low as they can take it, and you know that you've got to take it even lower and you can't, but the only way you can do that is to adopt some form of balance sheet expansion or quantitative easing to make interest rates act as if they were negative to help prop up the economy.
Yeah, Mario Draghi is, of course, the head of the European Central Bank. He once famously said he would do whatever it takes to save the euro. His message today, it won't be this year.
But he's basically saying we're going to do whatever it takes as long as it's next year.
All right, and what about the merry world of e-readers, these electronic book readers? People might know the Amazon Kindle. There are other brands around too, aren't there?
Yes, there is a large U.S. retailer, one of the few big ones, standing Barnes & Noble, and they have a product called the Nook, and that has had fits and starts in that business. And Barnes & Noble and the Nook received considerable help from the Microsoft Corporation, and Microsoft announced today that it was going to be pulling the plug on their investment in the Nook and in Barnes & Noble, and that sent Barnes & Noble stock prices down.
Gary Leahy. Barnes & Noble shares ended down just over 5%. Overall, the Dow finished down a tenth of a percent at 17,900. London's main share index, that was down 0.6% at 6,679. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.